This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, taking a look at the closing markets in both the grain and livestock. Bill, what have we seen going on in both of those marketplaces today?
Market's chopping around, but it's the beans day. Beans up a dime. At one time, they were up 17. If you look at the chart, no beans. Pretty impressive. The market, since the government report, market has reversed to the upside and has rallied almost 40 cents. So it's a pretty impressive rally off just a touch friendly report. So to me, that speaks volumes about the market. So, but first off, we had numbers yesterday from the government, 3 o'clock, the all important crop progress going along very well. Corn's 45% in. Last year it was 34, and the average is 42, so doing well there. Beans are better, 62 in. Last year is 43, and the average is 52. So Wivetail says that when the harvest is half done, the harvest lows are in. I think that harvest lows were made decisively last Thursday after the government report.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next. October is pork month, and in Iowa, we have no shortage of pork producers to celebrate. In all, there are 147,105 Iowa jobs created by the pork industry through direct, indirect, and induced jobs, and those jobs in turn create $8.64 billion in labor income. Make sure you support one of Iowa's most important industries by enjoying some farm-raised Iowa pork this month. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn is down 1 even at 489 even. November soybeans up 10.5 at 1296 and 3 quarters. December soybean meal up 960 at 399.80. December soybean oil down 55 cents at 55.35. On the Merck, December live cattle up 32 cents at 186.87. November feeders up 52 at 250.45. December lean hogs down 75 cents at 67.55. December pork cutout down 92 at 77.12. Those are your closing markets. I'm Riley Smith.